Hello tourists, welcome aboard on Public Health Destinations. This is your travel guide Dr. Ramya Iyer, and I'm super excited as today we will be traveling to a place which is the dream destination for millions of people around the world, paradise on earth, which has been bestowed with an abundance of beauty. To all the children who showed off their Swiss chocolates, to the teenagers who flaunted their Swiss watches, to all the cookbook authors who spoke of cheese and rolls, to the couple who boasted their extravagant wedding and holiday destinations, to all of those to whom you sang the Chud Desi rap number, Apna Time Aayega, you can now scream and post your selfies. You are in Switzerland. Switzerland is the sixth happiest country in the world as per the 2019 World Happiness Report. Happiness Index is an aggregate of per capita GDP, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and perceptions of corruption. It is obvious that, be it wealth or health, Switzerland is the smartest and safest place to bank upon. And so here we arrive at Geneva, the headquarters and powerhouse of public health, the World Health Organization, which is a specialized agency of the United Nations that directs and coordinates matters of international health. The building of WHO is both symbolic and monumental expression of making the world a better place to live in. Swiss architect Jean Schumi designed the main building. Presently, the complex has 9 structures and houses around 2,400 employees, and in 2024, a new campus is expected to be inaugurated. Modernization of the building of WHO is also a reminder of how the functions and roles of WHO have evolved over a period of time. In 1946, 51 countries of the United Nations and 10 other countries signed the Constitution of WHO. The Constitution came into effect officially on 7th April 1948, which is celebrated around the world as World Health Day. Presently, WHO has 194 member states. WHO has defined its role in public health in 7 points, providing leadership on matters critical to health and engaging in partnerships. Secondly, shaping research and translational research and dissemination of new knowledge, setting norms and standards in healthcare, then articulating ethical and evidence-based policy options, providing technical support and building capacities to various institutions, monitoring health trends around the globe, monitoring of vital events such as births and deaths. Switzerland has been the soil that nurtured global health goals and services. The strong organizational structure led to effective implementation of its programs. Global gaps in healthcare are continually bridged by equitable health policies of WHO. The world owes a lot to this industrious office of healthcare professionals for eradication of smallpox, control of infectious diseases, essential drug list, HIV and AIDS control and prevention, global polio eradication initiatives, development of the Ebola vaccines, and many more. And currently, WHO is playing a key role in monitoring and controlling the COVID pandemic around the globe. With a long list of gratitude, let's enjoy the walk by the shore of Geneva Lake. As you explore the castle of Chillon by the lake, you will be certain that aspiring for good health does not anymore mean building castles in the air, even for the poor. Roughly in a 3-hour long drive from Geneva, we reach Basel, the second largest city in Switzerland. Basel is famous for spring carnivals. Basel carnivals are culture-full and clutter-free. Spring season brings pure freshness and is aversive to waste. Incidentally, the public health importance of this place is acclaimed for the historic Basel Convention on the Control and Transboundary Movements of Hazardous Waste and their Disposal, a treaty that came into effect in 1992 between nations to prevent developed nations using the developing nations as dump yards. Basel is indeed the base of basic public health ethics. Friends, Switzerland is a smart and sophisticated country in terms of healthcare. The country has the best of healthcare facilities and healthcare workforce and ranks 20th in the World Healthcare Ranking. spends 10% of its GDP on healthcare. However, health is not a free commodity here. Public financing of healthcare is very minimal, and having a health insurance is mandatory for every citizen. The citizens here purchase health insurance. The country believes in placing health in people's own hands. Health needs to be earned here. As we come to the end of this tour, I leave you with thoughts to ponder and memories to carry. Meet you again in another beautiful journey. Until then, it's bye from Dr. Ramya Iyer. Thank you.